Asian Youth Gang? Is that what you said?
Aging?
Oh, youth. Aging Youth Gang. Okay.
Sorry.
I thought that's what you actually said. Good.
Aging Youth Gang. See, that's why you're here, to correct me. Okay. Aging Youth Gang, Cadaver Dogs, East Vamps, Gennarosaurosaurus X, and Strugglers. They're playing at Funkies. And as I said, Spongo's playing at the Vogue Theater. And 15th, 16th, and 17th, we have the Vancouver International Folk Festival, which is something I'm definitely looking forward to. This year it's being headlined with Emmanuel Gell, Buck 65, Joel Plaskett, and hundreds of other musicians. C.R. Avery, who I played, some of you played you one of his tunes a couple weeks ago. He'll be playing at the festival as well. So definitely check them out. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, it's happening at the Biltmore on 2 to 5, and I'm going to be very quick, and I got to go on that last note, but I'm going to end and say goodbye with my song that I want to play you from Emmanuel Gell, and this one is called War Child. But until later times, until 2 weeks from today, I hope you have a great one, and I will catch you very, very soon. Peace out. Here's Emmanuel Gell with War Child on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Reason to tell my story to touch life. I believe I've survived for a reason to tell my story to touch life. All people struggling down there. Storms only come for a while, then after a while, they'll be gone. Bless, bless. My father was working for the government as a policeman. Few years later, I heard he joined a rebel movement that was formed to fight for freedom. I didn't understand the politics behind all this, cause I was only a child. After a while, I saw the tension rising high between the Christian and the Muslim regime. We lost our possession. My mother's mother suffered depression. And because of this, I was forced to be a war child. Survive for a reason to tell my story to touch life. I lost my father and mother in this battle. My brothers too perish in this struggle. All my life I've been hiding in the jungle. The pain I'm carrying is too much to handle. Who's there, please, to light up my candle? Is there anyone to hear my cry? Here I am, pale and dry. Born a leader's one, I wonder why. Now I thought I could wanna die. I couldn't move to my care. Our share is everywhere. In our pain, what wanna gain? Wanna pray to maintain. Wanna pray to maintain. Wanna pray to maintain.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I am here with you all until 8 o'clock. And, this is where Canadian music gets played for, an hour and a half. And let me just see what we have here, ready to go. How about, let's start with some Sun Wizard for the most obvious reasons. Today was gloriously sunny. It was gorgeous. And as well was yesterday. and I got too much sun, I do believe. I was, today I was swimming at the new Brighton Beach Pool, if you know where that is, which is basically East Van. Excuse me. It's along sort of the waterfront near the Second Narrows Bridge. And it's a great pool. I love it. Anyways, so that's where I was today, getting nicely crispy. I think I'm feeling it already. Yes. So as I was out yesterday, I was at the, where did I go? Maple Grove Pool, which is like the west side, but sort of south side of the west side. And that was nice and crispy as well. So I like to hit all the public pools, the Vancouver Parks and Rec Department, because we have a great abundance of things to do. Yes, we do. Some good pools. So anyways, let's hear something from Sun Wizard. They have a new album out. It's called Positively Fourth Avenue. And these guys are local, of course. And let's see which is the one that seems the most Golden Girl. That's it. We're going to hear the song Golden Girl. And there you go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Look like stone.
again. And I'm here to rest. All they ask is where I've been, knowing I've been west. I'm the family's unknown boy, golden curls of envied hair, pretty girls with their faces fair, see the shine in the black sheep boy. I'm the family's unknown boy, golden curls of envied hair, pretty girls with their faces fair, see the shine in the black. Thank you.
you've been told.
Come celebrate Vancouver's 125th birthday with a free festival.
Summer Live, happening July 8th, 9th, and 10th in Stanley Park. Featuring the New Pornographers, Mother Mother, Dan Mangan, Said the Whale, The Bell Game, Beat Nation, Hey Ocean, and so much more. Visit celebratevancouver125.ca for more information.
That right there was Dan Mangan, and we heard something from his album released back in 07. This one here is called Postcards and Daydreaming, And yeah, I don't usually play much of him. He's a little bit quiet. I generally tend to play louder and heavier stuff or whatever. But yeah, there we go. I dabbled in a little Mangan. Okay. Okay, so before Dan Mangan, we heard Braids. Now, Braids are a band out of Montreal. And these guys have a new album out, and it's called Native Speaker. These guys are very interesting. It's the first time I've played them. And if I'm not mistaken, and I should really get on this, I think they've been nominated for a Polaris Prize, I think. So, I do believe this just recently came out, and I will get back to you on that. You know, that's what I'll do. It's my little homework for myself is to look up the nominees and come back and tell you what's going on there. And I can't believe I was thinking about the Polaris Prize and Final Fantasy. Remember them? That was, I think, the first year. And now we're into the sixth year of the Polaris Music Prize, which is an award that goes to Canada's, I guess, best song, best band, not song, sorry, best band. And yeah, Final Fantasy. It seems like yesterday they were just given that award, and they weren't. 6 years ago, this is the sixth year. So, and another thing I just heard is that up until this year, the winners would get $20,000, right? The band. This year, the ante has been upped to $30,000. And just to get nominated, you actually win $2,000. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So part of me is kind of thinking, you know, I should just get back into the music scene. As if, right? I'll just do that. I'll just, you know, get a band together because I know that I can win that $30,000 because, you know, I'm so talented. But yeah. And when I was thinking about it, I was like, well, $30,000, Now, if a band is smart, they would obviously put it toward producing new CDs, etc., right? Get a tour together, or, you know, whatever, book your bus, as if. If you were a total, like, irresponsible band, I can see how that money would just get wasted. But then again, that's usually not how... I don't know, successful bands, those people, I'm just thinking, my sort of imagination is running away with itself. All right, there we go. That was Braids. So then before that, we heard something new. Not really. Actually, the album I played it from, and that would be Joel Plaskett, the song was Black Sheep Boy, is on a new release, is what I'm trying to say. It's called Joel Plaskett Emergencies, False Alarms, Shipwrecks, Castaways, etc. And it is a sort of conglomeration of his songs from 1999 to 2010. Now, I'm assuming, well, I don't know. Yeah, they're all written by Joel Plaskett. So I don't know the details. But, like, for example, the song we played or listened to, Black Sheep Boy, was must have been written back in 2000. So, was that a Thresh Hermit song, right? Or what was that? I don't know. Was it a song written for Thresh Hermit and not released? Because I did go to the website here, the New Scotland Records. Doesn't say too much. What it just says is that it's a collection of demos, outtakes. Oh, here it is. Rarities and B-sides from over a decade of music making. There you go. So, obviously, it's things that were not released, I do believe. Well, B-sides. Okay. So, there you go. All right. And then before that, we heard Sun Wizard, but I told you about that. Alrighty. It is now Wednesday, and let's find out the weather. Let's see, because, I don't know. My last show I did here was 2 weeks ago, as are all my shows. And by the way, my name is Anita B, and this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. All right. I don't know if I told you that. But anyway, and this is where we listen to Canadian music. But, up until, I think, like, my last show, which was 2 weeks ago, we had no summer at all, or no even glimpse of summer. Today and yesterday, yes, some serious summer, huh? Pretty exciting. So it's weird. It's like we go from nothing to full on. So tomorrow is Thursday, and let me tell you what the... Here we go. This is what the Weather Network is telling us our weather is going to look like. Okay, this is bizarre. Now, tomorrow is Thursday, and it says here, cloudy with sunny breaks and a high of only 19. Oh, then it also says a chance of thunder showers. So the morning is cloudy with sunny breaks. They give a very detailed, you know, forecast here. Thursday afternoon, chance of thunderstorms, but it shows some sun. So I don't know. It's like a sun, raindrops, some clouds, and a thunderbolt. So you tell me how that's going to play itself out. Right now it's currently 23 degrees and, there you go. I can tell you, let's look a little further down the road and see what else we have coming on. Okay. That's Thursday. So by the way, I know you're so excited to find this out. Chance of precipitation is 40% for tomorrow. So then we've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, oh my God, only a high of 18, Saturday 20, and 22 as a high on Sunday. So I'm kind of glad I went out and got all crispy and freaky fried in a twisted way, because it won't really be happening, especially the swimming kind of thing. I mean, you can go out in the sun if it's 18, but really to be at a pool when it's 18 degrees as the high, that's like 65 degrees Fahrenheit. I still think in those terms, and I'm like, well, I don't know, that's just not warm enough for me. Okay, but enough of that. So let's continue and listen to some Canadian music. Let's see what we got here. Oh yeah, of course, we got some Chad Van Galen, and he has a new album out, and it is called Diaper Island. Ooh, and before I totally forget to say this, I really need to mention this, because I would be seriously remiss if I didn't. Weeks and weeks upon weeks ago, I've discovered that, sadly, my favorite Canadian band, and that would be, of course, Wolf Parade, if you have not been following along, they broke up. They broke up, like, at least a month ago. And, like, I forgot to mention it 2 weeks ago, and then I think 2 weeks prior to that, I'm going on about how they're so awesome. And I can't believe I did not mention that they have since disbanded. So I'm kind of bummed. But I mean, what can you do? The one guy, Dan Beckner, I think that's how you pronounce it. He is in a band called the Handsome Furs with his wife. So they are, at least they're doing their thing, out of Montreal as well. And that's what I know for sure as far as what's going on from the ashes of Wolf Parade. So maybe we'll listen to some Wolf Parade and think some happy thoughts, some sunny thoughts about Wolf Parade. There you go. Just before I forgot to tell you, I thought I'd slip that in. All right, back to Chad Van Galen. He has not broken up because he is a one-man band. So he's his own deal. And he is out of Calgary, and he performed, like, writes... except for this album, I do believe all the songs have been recorded, like, in his basement kind of thing. And he's on Sub Pop Records, and the song we're gonna hear from this new album, like, is really new, is we're gonna hear how about Blonde Hash. Oh, well, sounds like a nice stoner song. And that would be song number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So song 7. I'm all good. We're good people. And this right here is Chad Van Galen. And by the way, if you don't, it's not like hash browns or just, sorry. I was just thinking how blonde hash, I know what that means, but okay. Not corned beef hash. Chad Van Galen, this is Diaper Island. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there, of course, was Chad Van Galen, and like that guy, Chad Van Galen, a very cool dude. All right, so let's look at this Polaris Music Prize, and let's look at the long list of nominees. So, what happens is every year their album, the album that was released, is what is voted upon by a bunch of different, well, I don't know, judges, I suppose, jury members, who are in the music biz, if you will, whether they work for CBC or I don't know, that kind of thing. So anyways, I will tell you some of the bands who've been nominated this year. So Arcade Fire, of course. Yeah. Black Mountain. Oh, here it says right here. Wilderness Heart. Oh, wait a second. This is the long list, of course. So these are the, okay, I see. We want to go back. So we want to see the short list, view the long list of nominees. And now let's look at the shortlist. So it's been whittled down. Okay, I get it. Okay, so let's start. Here we go. So here's the final. Here are the bands up for the award. So we've got Arcade Fire. We've got Astra. We've got Braids, which we just listened to. Not just now. We have Destroyer. We've got Galaxy. Hey Rosetta. Ron Sexsmith. Colin Stetson. Timber. And then The Weeknd. Now, The Weeknd, this kind of has me confused. Well, not really, but there was a band about 10 to 12 years ago out of London, Ontario called The Weeknd, and this is not that band. So if you guys have a good memory, there was a band fronted by a female, and they were kind of like garage pop. They're more like indie rock, sort of. And obviously, that would not be that band. So anyways, so the Arcade Fire. Hey, let's listen to somebody who's on the long list. Okay, let's listen to Diamond Rings. They sort of made the first cut. And they have a new album out. It's called Special Affections. And the song we're going to listen to is called... Hold on a second here. Let's take a look here. I'm trying to play this. How about... Show Me Your Stuff. That would work. Let's see. So this is off... Diamond Rings. This is a new song. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Teach you racing hard out of break, because I'm not ready to reciprocate devotion, and I just don't wanna see you make a mistake. Ooh, baby, let me tell you what to do before getting in way over your head. Ooh, I would run away if I were you before I run you right over instead. As if I were an island, often I feel bluer than the bottomless sea. Either way, I know just what I need, and I'ma find it, because all I need is already within me. Thank you.
is ever gonna show you the way. Know yourself and know your head, I'm just a little liar. You'll be fine if you remember just what I said.
What you want to do with that, right?
Put it on CITR 101.9 FM.
You want to put a banging donk on it? Yeah, 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 that's sick, that is sick. I can definitely drop to that one. All we need now is like a hook line. You know what, I've got actually the perfect one. Bassline! Oh, wicked, now put a donk on it. We'll be right back.
diamond in the rough. Half done, half done. Here comes the gentleman who puts you to the test. I hope a little rest calls to you, calls to you, 'cause you shine.
Be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
CITR has always been your ultimate wingman for when you have the ladies back at your place or whatever.
Waltzing
All right, folks, that right there is something new. It's from Bran Van 3000. And we heard two tracks. The first one was called A Tryst. That was featuring K-Town Sophia. And the second was called Garden Waltz, featuring Corinne and Francesca Como. Bran Van 3000. It's been a while since we've heard from these guys, isn't it? Yes. Alrighty. Now, their album, by the way, this new one is called The Garden. And it's, I like the artwork a lot. It's very trippy. I don't know how to, like watercolors. And it looks like some sort of Eastern feast. When I say Eastern, I mean like, I don't know. I can't tell if it's Middle Eastern or like Indian or, I don't know. I was going to say Hindu or possibly Buddhist feast. There's oranges and I don't know. Very cool though. Very cool cover. Anywho, my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is CITR. Yes, it is. And, oh yeah, before Bran Van 3000, we heard something from the Constantines from their 03 album called Shine a Light. We heard the track, title track. We heard Shine a Light. And Diamond Rings were way back in there before that with Show Me Your Stuff from their album Special Affections. Now, let's see. Diamond Rings made the long list for the Polaris Music Prize Award. Not the short list. So basically what happens is that 40 people got announced a few weeks back to be contenders for this year's Polaris Music Prize. And then from these 40, they then weeded down to 10 on the short list. Bands that made it were bands such as The Deers. I play them sometimes. Buck 65, love them. Black Mountain, yeah, they're on. Hey, actually, I've got some Black Mountain right here. Maybe we shall listen to some Black Mountain. Let's see who else made it on the long list. Dirty Beaches. Now, Dirty Beaches, I have played us before. Yes, I have. Actually, I could play us. Look what I have right here. I've got The Deers, and I do have Black Mountain. Let's see who else made the long list. Stars. Neil Young. Look at that, Neil Young. Then on the short list, which is really what matters, is, let's see if I can go back there. Let's see the short list. Oh, let me tell you one more time who they are. Okay, here we are. So Austra, Arcade. Oh, I've got some Arcade Fire as well. That's what we'll do. We'll listen to some Arcade Fire, The Deers, and Black Mountain, which is what we listen to a lot anyways, but Braids, Destroyer, Hey Rosetta, Galaxy, Ron Sexsmith. I really don't like Ron Sexsmith. I don't get it. Let's see. Timber and The Weeknd. Some guy named Colin Stetson. Never heard of him. All right. And there we go. All right. So let's start with, let's just go down my little list here. Arcade Fire. Yeah. You hear these guys on regular radio all the time. Which is kind of weird because I don't like to play that kind of stuff. But, I mean, a good band is a good band, right? So, all right, let's continue. So, Arcade Fire, their new album, well, the album that was released this past year or last year, is called The Suburbs, of course. You all know it. And the song we are going to hear is, these guys are out of Montreal. Like half of the band or so and originally from Texas. Let's hear the song. Let's see. How about Sprawl 2? And it's track number 15. It's Mountains Beyond Mountains. That's what we shall listen to. How does that sound? Okay, there we go. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is the all-Canadian music show here at CITR. And this is Arcade Fire. Thank you.
midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Systems go, system, pack up your and noise. Exploding waves. You wish you could.
We just heard something from Black Mountain. Black Mountain is a band out of Vancouver, of course. And their new album is called Wilderness Heart. And we heard the song Buried by the Blues. Now, before that, we heard The Deers out of Montreal with the song 1854, which I quite like. That's a really good song. From their new album, Degeneration Street. And we started that set off with Arcade Fire with the song Sprawl 2. And it's Mountains Beyond Mountains. And that is from their, oh Lord, it's their, I was going to say Academy Award winning, but it's not. Juno and also the American, not American Music Awards, but it's that big American, you know, thing. Award. Oh. My sister went, the Grammys. My sister actually won a contest on a radio to go see the Grammys back in like 91 or something. The Grammys, yeah. Arcade Fire won, I think, best album at the Grammys. Anyways, their album, of course, is called The Suburbs. All right. Now, it is about 7:45, and I have about, well, 15 or so minutes until my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, comes to a close. And, yeah, I always have a good time when I come down into my show. I'm here only every second week, though. So I'm here every alternating Wednesday from 6:30 until 8, where I play Canadian music. And if you're not listening to me during that time slot, you'll be hearing the show called Shameless, and that's with Jonathan. All right. Oh, let's continue. And let's listen to some more Canadian music. And we have a new album out by the band Come On. Now, Come On is, if you don't know anything about them, and you should, it's basically Ian Blurton's new band. So, and they have had other releases. And Ian Blurton, if maybe the name might ring a blell. Yeah, Ian Blurton and a blell. Because his last band is called Blurtonia. And let's see. Oh, wait a second. No. He was in the band Bionic previous to Come On. Then he was previously in the band Blurtonia. And Change of Heart. Now, Change of Heart is when I first sort of was familiar with who Ian Blurton was. That was in sort of the mid-90s. Yes. And I did not know this. So I was just reading it here. That Ian Blurton was born in Chicago in 1965 and didn't move to Toronto until the mid-70s. Very cool. Very interesting. Anywho, this new album out is called Beyond the Pale Horse. And we're going to hear song number... Let's see. Oh, hold on. Oh, this CD would not open. Okay, this is what we've got coming on. We've got the song You and I, we're going to hear. And this is new, so it's kind of exciting. I have not yet seen it here at the station. And this is Come on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Friday, July 8th, it's a summer dance party at the Waldorf. All the way from Norway, Todd Turia is going to man the decks and share his Scandinavian treats with Vancouver. It's also an EP release party for Resorts, the Brastronaut Dance Side Project. Top it all off with performances from the WinnieCooper.net and Love Dancing DJs, and you've got yourself a party. Advance tickets are available online via Eventbrite. To learn more, check out WinnieCooper.net and lovedancing.ca. That's Todd Turia and the Resorts EP Release Party, Friday, July 8th at the Waldorf. Proudly sponsored by Beatroot Magazine and CITR 101.9 FM.